Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
VFW to honor POW MIA Remembrance Day with local events. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 7756 and its auxiliary will mark POW MIA Remembrance Day today with ceremonies and displays across Gillette. Congress designated the third Friday of September as a National Day of Recognition to honor U.S. service members who are prisoners of war or missing in action. According to a press release from the VFW, as part of the observance, the VFW Auxiliary will set up POW-MIA remembrance tables at several community locations. The first will be at the VA clinic at 8 a.m., followed by the Campbell County Senior Center at 11:15 a.m. Additional tables will also be placed at downtown branches of First National Bank and First Interstate Bank. The displays are meant to serve as a solemn reminder of those who never came home and the families who continue to wait for answers. Key issues still unsettled in Wyoming school funding recalibration. Wyoming lawmakers are still wrestling with major questions in the state's school funding recalibration. The process, done every 5 years, is meant to ensure the state meets its constitutional duty to provide a uniform education. According to the Buffalo Bulletin, consultants told lawmakers this month that unresolved issues include staff salaries, food service, and school safety. Those areas became flashpoints after a judge ruled earlier this year that the state has failed to adequately fund K-12 education. District leaders say they're frustrated with the slow pace. Johnson County Superintendent Charles Aziquo says 6 months in, many details still won't be ready until October. Right now, districts cover food service losses with general funds since federal reimbursements fall short. Consultants say that Wyoming must decide whether to fund meals statewide, reimburse losses, or risk defying the court. Teacher pay is another concern. The current base salary is about $39,000. Local leaders say it's far too low, suggesting $70,000 would make the profession more sustainable. Lawmakers will meet again in October and January to craft a bill ahead of the 2026 legislative session. Public comment will be accepted both in person and online. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.